this leads us rather neatly onto the next question. So David Bailey has been in touch saying, why can't the brain and nerve cells heal and other tissues can?
Skin cells replace themselves all the time. So we're always making new skin cells. Most of our brain cells were given just one of each, and they have to last our lifetime. And there's not a lot of cell replacement in the brain. So the question then becomes, if a cell dies, it doesn't get replaced because we have no mechanisms to replace it in our brains, whereas we have mechanisms to replace some skin cells or muscle cells. There's something intrinsic about the nerve cells that doesn't let them regrow so well. The distances are a lot longer in an adult than they were when they were connecting up as an embryo. And when you get a cut in the central nervous system, there's a reaction, an environment that makes it difficult for cells to regrow through that injured environment and connect up properly. So brains have a couple challenges in healing.
I think it's important also that the brain can adapt to injuries to a certain extent. So with other parts of the brain working together to take over lost functions from the damaged area, even if that's not as efficiently as it happened before. And also that the brain does have some fairly strong defence mechanisms. So when you make a cut in your skin, it might happen, you know, in everyday life, you're doing some cooking, slip with the knife. But the brain, it's protected, it's in the skull. There's two membranes beneath the skull, and between that there's a cushion layer, so to speak, of cerebrospinal fluid. And then even beyond that, you've got what's called the blood-brain barrier, which helps to control some of the substances that can enter the brain. The brain isn't exposed to harm then in quite the same way as an organ like the skin in everyday life.